Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? This is your boy, the Big Bad Wolf, and you're on live Wolfpack Nation. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, the Sports Nation? It's been about 2 weeks since we did a show, so let us know. Call in the show, 713-955-0733. Also, make sure you guys follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and also that Twitter. I'll be on Twitter and Facebook real heavy. So, you know, any questions or concerns about what's going on right now, please let us know. Couple of things that I want to talk about is, a question that was brought to me earlier was, is the Cavs done? I say no because they got LeBron. Too bad LeBron is playing the only game. It's really the Warriors versus LeBron. Nobody else is stepping up. Kyrie Irving is not stepping up. He's been a non-factor. Kevin Love acts like, you know, he's you know, nowhere to be found. As soon as he lost that weight, it's like, you know, psychologically, I think he's already done, in my opinion. I think he wants to go play with Russell Westbrook. That's just my opinion of it, guys. Plus, I think that Russell Westbrook is definitely a better point guard. It could be top 3 point guards in the league right now. You know, with his explosiveness and how he can just get to the lane anytime he wants to, that's going to present problems for any point guard that's in the league right now to try to stop him. The only thing that stops Russell Westbrook, that's pretty scary when you think about it, because the only thing that stops Russell Westbrook would be his jump shot, or, you know what I'm saying, hurrying up and trying to do it, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, with the hurry-up offense or whatever, you know what I'm saying, just go down there and deck up a three. Especially when you're up by 10 or 12 points, as what happened when they was up against Golden State in a couple of those games. Like I said, guys, I just think that Kyrie Irving, he ended up, you know what I'm saying, jumping on there, you know, jumping on the team, not really coming through like he's supposed to. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. It's very tough. Some of that is there's a division in the locker room. You can see it. You can see it on LeBron's face. There's division, and I think a lot of that is coaching. I mean, if you don't put Timothy Woe, and for anybody who said small ball is wrecking, taking over the NBA, I could care less. It's still a big man as well, in my opinion, because as far as I'm concerned, Marc Gasol, Paul Gasol, even JaVale McGee, DeMarcus Cousins, DeAndre Jordan, Andre Drummond, Greg Monroe. Them guys, everybody that I just named was 7 foot. They have potential to really dominate. And when you're athletic like them players I just named, besides Marc Gasol and Paul Gasol, the rest of them guys is athletic. It's hard to stop them, especially when they're getting boys and they can jump off the gym. It's going to be very, very, very tough to stop. With that being said, I don't understand why they haven't been starting Mozgov. He's a 7 foot. Everything that comes off the rim is dunking. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's about seven foot, 300 something pounds. He could give Draymond Green or even Andrew Bogut. He can't jump with his grandma knees. He's not going to be able to jump up there with Mozgov. Anything that comes off that rim, ladies and gentlemen, is a dunk. Just letting you guys know. I think part of the problem is when you don't have the help from J.R. Smith and Amani Shepherd on the road like you're supposed to, they're very streaky. And I think they need to do something about them two guys. Keep one, get rid of the other. You know, they got to be able to shoot. Now, Amani Shepherd is really he's a good driving guy. Don't get me wrong. He's a killer when it comes to driving in. But as far as shooting the three, he got to get him a shooting coach like D-Wade, man. In order for him to be productive like he's been and to get that money that he wants with the salary cap going up like it is next year, them guys got to get it. They got to get it together, man, and shoot them shots like they're supposed to. I really do think that, you know, J.R. Smith, I've been saying this, he's one of the streaky shooters. Him, Kyle Culver, both of them guys are very streaky coming in. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. There's been rumors about Kyrie Irving. This is last year with Cleveland. Supposedly, there's rumored that D-Wade might go to Cleveland. There's also rumored that they might end up trading Kyrie Irving straight up for Chris Paul. There's also a rumor. There's another rumor out there that Jimmy Butler could be going to the Boston Celtics for Jonas Jerepico and Todd Zeller and the second and third round picks of the draft the next year. There's been talk about that. Of course, Boston Celtics is giving up a lot, in my opinion, for all of that. Not the players, but the draft picks. But, I mean, with Jimmy Butler gone, like I said, I think my team, Boston, we need a seven-footer. Everybody's trying to go small ball. Small ball does not happen, guys. It's not going to work for every team. Sometimes you're going to have to go big. I mean, look at what OKC did against Golden State and gave them guys 7 games, you know. And with that being said, you know, if Steven Adams if I'm LeBron James, I wouldn't have gave Tristan Thompson that $88 million. And a lot of you guys are loyal to because he's from UT or whatever. But man, he doesn't have any offensive. He's not an offensive mind guy. You know what I'm saying? And with him being the five, he's getting – Draymond Green is killing his ass outside because all he's doing is bringing him to the three-point line, and Draymond Green is shooting threes, open threes too. They're moving the ball around to him to shoot because they know he's not going to get out there. So and that's where they should have kept what is that guy with Anderson Varejao. I think they should have kept him, man. And that's just my opinion, you know. And, you know, because he's a hustle guy and he can move. He can move out the ball. Pick and roll is his strong suit. And, you know, he had a good – I mean, to leave one championship team to be a number one in the East, to go to another, to go to, you know, the West and be number one, you know, that says a lot. And like I said, you know, Golden State, Steve Kerr and Luke Walton, they got them guys set in basketball. You know what I'm saying? They got them right, in my opinion. And, you know, with Draymond Green shooting threes, and then you got Ennis Varejao, then you also got Maurice Bates out there shooting threes. Oh, man, I know Memphis is like, man, how come we got rid of him? But, man, Maurice Bates, I said that when he was in Memphis. He's a good player. And when you got him shooting threes like that, and then Shai Livingston killing and posting up Kyrie Irving, it's going to be hard to stop that. And, you know, size does matter, man. I mean, Shai Livingston is my height, 6'7", and has a sick-ass mid-range, and that could shoot over any guard in the league. Why? Because, again, height has a lot to do with basketball, ladies and gentlemen. If you play basketball, you know this. It's very, very serious business when it comes like that. I mean, I don't understand. When you're standing over there in the land of the Giants, I mean, you know, it's going to be the game is a lot easier when you put a 7 foot in there. Also, they're talking about Kurt Rambis. Well, I know, I understand the New York Knicks had got Jeff Hornacek. I don't think he could turn that team around. He's a pawn. I think the reason why they gave him the job is because he's a pawn in the coaching. I don't understand. Again, I keep saying this, guys, and I've been saying this since last year. I don't understand why they haven't gave Mark Jackson a shot at a coaching position at all. You know, and it's just one of those things where, you know what I'm saying, I'm starting to think that some of this shit is racist, and in his belief system, he's been, you know, blackballed because of the whole his religion. And, you know, that's just very tough. I don't understand why you didn't even try to interview him the first or second time of getting a coaching position. So with that being said, you know, I just hope that a lot of, you know, coaches get – I hope Mark Jackson gets another coaching position. Not if it's not been for New York, you know, somewhere else. Also, I wanted to say they also gave Dave Joyner a coach position. You guys know that he's the new Sacramento Kings coach. Can he turn things around in Sacramento? I hope so. Now, you know, with him, I think the reason why they gave him a position is because the way he shed his tears in Memphis on the press conference. And, you know, he was pretty hurt about them guys not making the playoffs and got eliminated first round. I think, you know, he immediately got a coaching position. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully he can turn things around with Sacramento. And, man, it just sucks that nobody goes to Sacramento, any coach, and just gets, you know, it's just the dead zone over there, man. Nobody wins. They got the pieces too. Rondo at the one, Willie Cauley-Stein and DeMarcus Cousins starting, and now you're giving Willie Cauley-Stein the ball, which I told everybody to do that. And you know, people was listening to me about putting Willie Cauley-Stein in their draft. I mean, not in their draft. I'm sorry, in their fantasy. And now they're like, man, I listen to you. He ain't putting no ports on. But remember what happened at the end of the season, ladies and gentlemen, this past year. He was killing. 17 points, 10 rebounds, double-double machine. I told you, when you got Rondo playing number one, you know what I'm saying, the point guard, he's going to get everybody involved. You know what I'm saying? And they had a sick-ass squad. Let me tell y'all something about them Sacramento Kings. DeMarcus Cousins at the five, Bellinelli, you know what I'm saying? Derek Williams was there, but he's in New York now, sucking it up. They had a squad. Darren Collison coming off the bench. He just got in trouble recently. I'm not exactly sure. That just goes to my next point that some of these entertainers that come in here, you know, can't control themselves or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You guys are making millions of dollars and y'all getting these domestic violence charges. I don't understand that. You guys need to go get counseling. We talked about that last year too, about the counseling. You know, I think everybody needs to talk to somebody or have somebody. Whether or not be psychology, coach, whatever, you know what I'm saying, just to get things off your chest. Or that's why I try to just say whatever's on my mind. That way I don't hold nothing back. I used to be like that for 20 years, living in that 1300 Gulfway in Round Rock with my mom and dad. A lot of you guys know that some of my homeboys that are close to me know that I don't have a good I'm going episodic right here, but they know that I don't have a good relationship with my parents. And part of that was a whole lot of built-up anger, and I couldn't say whatever I wanted to say because I was afraid I was going to get beat. But now it's to the point where I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say whatever the fuck is on my mind, and you're going to have to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you don't like what I'm saying, then don't fuck with me. Don't call me. Don't hang out with me. That's simple. You know, I won't mess with you. You go your way, I'll go my way. And it's a lot peaceful, in my opinion. So, you know, I brought that up to say, you know, it's good to talk to people and don't keep things bottled in and saving people's feelings or kissing ass or whatever the fuck the case might be because of fear or whatever. Say whatever the fuck is on your mind, man. I'm telling you, you can sleep good at night. And, you know, regardless if you're an asshole, rude, whatever they want, you know, whatever they're going to, people are going to say whatever they want to say because they're negative. That's just how life is. You know what I'm saying? Once you understand that, then you understand life. You know what I'm saying? So, You know, I just want to see, you know, franchise Boston. I got a feeling that Chicago that situation right there. Chicago could be it's gonna be very tough. You know, with them trying to get rid of Jimmy Butler. You know, and you know they decided to keep Jimmy Butler, and I mean they decided to trade for Jimmy Butler and keep Derrick Rose, which was stupid in my opinion. And Paul Gasol is a free agent. If he was smart, he would go play with his brother. You know, that's just my opinion of it. Mark. I remember Mark said that, you know, if you want a championship, take your butt to San Antonio. You know, Tim Duncan could be retired, but to have Paul Gasol and Tim Duncan on the same team, that's gonna be serious business, San Antonio. And you know, even if they get Paul Gasol to come off the bench, which I doubt they do. Probably Tim Duncan will actually come off the bench, and they will be starting Paul Gasol and LaMarcus Aldridge, in my opinion, if we're talking about the San Antonio Spurs. So, with that being said, it's just going to be a really, really amazing year on what's going to happen July 1st. We will be tuned in. I will actually be out of town that day, but I will be having my phone on to see what is going on July 1st, even at the end of this month. June is going to be special just for the simple fact that everybody with the verbal commitments that they're going to be having at the end of this month, it's going to be something serious, and we're going to be talking about that next month, so keep it locked here. Also, the Olympics is coming up in August, so we'll definitely be talking about that also. I noticed that that Russell Kidd, the point guard from L.A., and the power forward from L.A., they have tried out for the Olympics. I think they made it. That was just a rumor. I don't know how true that is. Nobody confirmed that yet. So it's going to be amazing to see what L.A. Lakers, all you L.A. fans posting stuff on Facebook talking about Kobe being 5-2 in the finals and stuff like that. It's going to be amazing. It's crazy how you could be the number one franchise and nobody wants to even sign with you guys. That just goes to show you what's really real out there, man. You know, Kobe is an asshole and you guys ride his nuts like he's the Don Juan of basketball of y'all generation. And y'all know damn well, you know, when it comes to basketball, you got to be a leader off and on the court. You know, if you're a leader, then you'll have a whole lot of people coming and trying to play for you, just like LeBron. Not trying to ride LeBron's nuts, but you guys know what I'm talking about. All the real athletes and real hoopers know what's going on out here and what it means to be a real leader out here on this court, especially when it comes to basketball. So it's going to be definitely serious what's going on. You know, you guys keep it locked here. Wolfpack Wednesdays, follow us on Twitter, Facebook. You know, any questions that you got for me or me and Lone Wolf, let us know on there. Hit us up. And, you know, that's pretty much going to be it for today. Tomorrow, we'll be talking about Marvel Game Part 2 will be the topic of the show. We'll try to get some people on here. And, guys, don't be afraid to call in the show. I know I keep saying this over and over again. The area code 713-955-0733. You guys keep it locked here and, you know, call in. I mean, you know, we don't have to agree on everything, and we can disagree on everything, but just to get your voice heard on here, you know, what, you know, and for a line not to be busy like it is, it's just open, you know, you can just call in, you know what I'm saying? You know, unless you're being rude or something like that, or calling us out of his name and being very disrespectful, you know, we can always hang up on y'all. You know what I'm saying, if you're being disrespectful. So we're not going to tolerate no BS, no crash, no shit. But on the other side of that, call in, get your voice heard, let us know what's going on. And, you know, I think that's going to be it. Show. That's going to be the show. You guys tune in tomorrow with the Marvel Gang. You know, we're going personal. So, you know, that's it. You know, survey says Wolf Nation, Wolf Pack, we out.